Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Today is Veterans Day, when we honor everyone who has served in the American Armed Forces. We asked you to share what Veterans Day means to you. We heard one of those clips earlier in the show. We also got a voicemail from Gene in Champaign, whose father was in the World War I era Navy. Gene was reflecting on the fact that Veterans Day used to be called Armistice Day, marking the day when the truce ending the First World War went into effect. That came on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And Gene says, in changing that to Veterans Day, we've lost a critical message of the original.
It's not about not honoring those who served in the armed forces. Rather, it is about celebrating the end of the most brutal and lethal war up to that point in history. Almost 3,000 soldiers died on November 11, 1918, in the 6 hours between the signing of the armistice at 5 a.m. that morning and the cessation of hostilities at 11 a.m. While there is little rhyme or reason for the delay in silencing the guns, the fact remains the last American to officially die in World War I was mortally wounded at 10:59 a.m. He was killed, almost in self-defense, by a German machine gun squad he was single-handedly attacking because he had no idea the war was just seconds away from ending. The loss of those lives in the 5 hours before 11 a.m. stands as a supreme reason why war is something mankind cannot afford to learn war anymore. And Armistice Day says that to me far more succinctly than Veterans Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Well, that perspective aside, it has been Veterans Day since 1954, and so we wanted to talk to some veterans and advocates here in Illinois who are working to meet some of the challenges facing our nation's veterans. Our guests today are from the University of Illinois Chez Veterans Center. Joining us now is Jenny Honeycutt. She is the Assistant Director for Research Engagement and Educational Programming at the Veterans Center. She served in the Virginia Army National Guard from 2008 to 2014. Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the 21st.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is Garrett Thomas Anderson. He's the Outreach Coordinator at the Veterans Center. He's also was a sergeant in the United States Army from 1998 to 2005. He served a tour in Iraq where he was injured in the line of duty. Hello, Garrett Thomas. Welcome to you to the 21st.
Thanks for having me.
And we're also joined by Ingrid Wheeler. She's the Assistant Director of Behavioral Health Services at the Veterans Center and a licensed social worker who oversees health and wellness initiatives, including organizing suicide prevention training at the Veterans Center. Her father also served in the Navy. Hello, Ingrid. Welcome to the 21st.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And listeners, our lines are open if you want to join the conversation, if you'd like to share a moment to appreciate a veteran in your life. Give us a call now. The number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Garrett Thomas, I want to begin with you. As I mentioned, you served in the Army. You were injured in the line of duty by an IED in Iraq. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and what Veterans Day means to you?
Well, October 15th, 2005, I was injured by 2.155 rounds where amputated my arm, broke my jaw, and I suffered a mild traumatic brain injury. And that happened in 2005. What Veterans Day means to me is it's really just the service that 1% of soldiers, of American citizens who put themselves on the line to that ultimate sacrifice to protect this great nation, right? So to me, it's just it's that service, the loyalty and duty that we have to our country and how much we love it so much that we're willing to put our lives on the line for that.
Yeah. And Jenny, I want to ask you, you're working on a virtual event called Veterans in the Labor Market. It's being hosted next Monday, November 16th by the Chez Veterans Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Can you tell us a little bit about the event and also the challenges and triumphs of veterans in the labor market?
Yeah, sure. So this is our third annual Veterans Day celebration out of the Chez Veterans Center. And our event this year is organized around a data reveal for a comprehensive national study that we recently completed in partnership with the School of Labor Employment Relations, where we were looking generally at the post 9/11 veteran experiences in the civilian labor market. And specifically, we were looking at one particular job searching tool, veteran job fairs, in terms of their effectiveness, whether veterans are satisfied with this job tool, whether it's working for them or not. And in our data, we found some pretty interesting results. Veteran employment is absolutely a complex issue, and there's lots of sort of factors that filter into, you know, whether veterans are successful in the civilian labor market, what factors influence their experiences. So things like rank, disability, susceptibility to homelessness. So these are all factors that influence veterans' experiences in the civilian labor market.
Is if you had to sort of paint a sort of broad picture of how that is, I think I saw a Census Bureau report just in the last day or two about post 9/11, veterans are actually doing better in the labor market than they had before. Do you have sort of a broad brush conclusion from your research, or is it too nuanced to do that?
Yeah, so the post 9/11 generation currently now is doing better in terms of lower unemployment rate. So in early 2000, around 2010, that number was much higher for the post 9/11 generation. But we've seen an abundance of initiatives from the government as well as corporations to have, you know, veteran hiring initiatives, retaining veterans in their workforce that have continued since 2010. So we've seen that unemployment rate shrink significantly with post 9/11 veterans since 2010. Of course, you know, in the past year because of COVID, those numbers have changed and are different now, but we have seen improvements with the post 9/11 generation in the labor market since 2010, yes.
And can you talk about some of the specific maybe advantages that veterans bring into the labor market? What are employers looking for that they find in that particular group of potential employees?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the sort of uniform skills that any service member brings with them out of service is leadership. We did see a difference. One of the significant findings in our research study was difference between ranks in terms of how veterans experience the labor market. So veterans who were commissioned officers in the military have more success in the labor market. And that really can be explained by leadership experience that commissioned officers tend to have. So leadership is across the board for anybody that was in service. And then there's nuances according to what specific job people had while they were in service and sort of how those skill sets translate over into the civilian labor market.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about Veterans Day today. Jenny Honeycutt is with us, Assistant Director for Research Engagement and Educational Programming at the Chez Veterans Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She also served in the Virginia Army National Guard. We're also with Garrett Thomas Anderson, Outreach Coordinator at the Veterans Center, was a sergeant in the United States Army from through 2005 and did serve a tour in Iraq. And Ingrid Wheeler is also with us, Assistant Director of Behavioral Health Services at the Chez Veterans Center. And Ingrid, I want to ask you, because it has been getting a lot of increasing attention, appropriately so, that suicides among U.S. military veterans are continuing at alarming rates, an estimated 17 per day in the United States. Can you talk a little bit about this crisis and the mental health resources and initiatives available to veterans at the Chez Veterans Center?
Yeah, so some of the information that we know that has a role or an impact in terms of increasing the risk for suicide includes things such as unemployment, poor relationships, financial challenges. So some of the things that we really work on doing when students come to the University of Illinois and are on campus, or in this case, kind of in that virtual spaces, we really help support some of those protective factors, whether that's access to mental health care. So I have myself in my role, I'm able to do therapy sessions. So I'm doing those remotely through virtual platforms. We have our academic and career services assistant director, Dustin Lang, who continues with supporting employment. So job searches, things of that nature. And then just transitioning a lot of our skills and workshop opportunities to really promote some of those protective factors, just promoting those and doing those on that virtual platform.
On Monday of this week, Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Human Services announced a $2 million initiative to lower suicide rates among veterans as part of the National Governor's Challenge to Prevent Suicide program. I wonder, are there more policy changes that you hope to see that might address the need for more support for veterans' mental health?
I think there's always opportunities for encouraging education and really trying to challenge some of the stigma that comes with mental health. So being able to promote that dialogue through education opportunities. I know at the center, we've recently in the past few weeks offered different workshops through our campus partners, as well as the VA suicide prevention team, that just is helpful with being able to recognize what someone at risk for suicide might look like and what are some factors that can really help them, as well as resources. I know a lot of times it can be a really hard topic. And so when someone's concerned about that, being able and having that resource and knowledge and experience of knowing what can be helpful can be really helpful. So I guess in terms of some things that I think that would be helpful for policies is more opportunities for these types of education opportunities.
Garrett Thomas, as the outreach coordinator at the Chez Veterans Center, and as we mentioned earlier, a veteran who was injured in the line of duty during a tour in Iraq in 2005, can you tell us a little bit about the need to address the challenges specifically faced by disabled veterans, veterans who have injuries that continue to affect them for the remainder of their lives?
I think the real thing to look at is the percentage of real physical injuries coming out of the military is much lower than it was at the height of the war. It's those non-visible injuries that are really more devastating to our military population. And we have this mantra in the military that says, if you seek help when you're active duty, that's a sign of weakness. And we really have to get over that bridge of asking for help is a weakness. So we have to like ingrain into these soldiers or sailors, airmen, Marines, that seeking help isn't that weakness. I was very fortunate. I had a great support system once I was injured. And once I got through my process and stuff like that, that support system really helped me along the way. It made me where I am, the success I have accomplished because of that support system. Like Ingrid said earlier, it's when these soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines lose that support network, that's when you start seeing more problems.
And last question to you. You were a student at the U of I following your service. And I wonder if you can just talk briefly about how it was being a former service member who returned from and eventually graduated from a university. While the Iraq War was still a very much an issue, I would imagine, on people's minds.
Well, one, I was much older than my cohort. That's a big change to what. So I'm in classrooms with. Sometimes I'm older than my actual professor. So there's a huge change when you're sitting into a classroom and you're older than your professor and they're trying to teach you. So you have to get over your stigmas of what people are teaching you. So you basically have to rebuild yourself to this new. I call it the new normal. And so I graduated, but only because of my support network at home and the support I received from the University of Illinois was I able to be this successful. So we want this to work for student veterans, and for them to be successful as they are, they have to use those tools in their toolbox, which is very important.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Garrett Thomas Anderson is the outreach coordinator at the Chez Veterans Center. He was a sergeant in the United States Army through 2005. We've also been speaking with Jenny Honeycutt, assistant director for research engagement and educational programming at the Chez Veterans Center at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. She served in the Virginia Army National Guard from 2008 to 2014. And Ingrid Wheeler is assistant director of behavioral health services at the Chez Veterans Center and a licensed social worker there. I want to thank you all so much for being with us this Veterans Day.
Thank you for having us.
And that is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We've heard interesting things from listeners, including today, some of those remembrances of veterans that made an impact on people's lives. You can join that by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer, and our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Skullark, and Chantal Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.